security's been restored after a deadly attack on the Afghan capital, Kabul. Up to 20 Taliban gunmen and suicide bombers stormed government buildings in one of the most heavily fortified parts of the city. At least 12 people are dead and 71 others wounded. The United Nations Secretary General Ban Ki-moon has called on the UN Security Council to authorise the deployment of thousands of additional police and soldiers to Haiti. Reports from the ground have spoken of tensions rising and instances of looting and disorder. The UN Special Envoy to Haiti, Bill Clinton, has arrived in Port-au-Prince to deliver relief supplies and get a first-hand look at conditions in the quake-crippled country. And the Prime Minister's called on Australians to take decisive action to drive up productivity to improve living standards. Kevin Rudd has warned the country will struggle to cope with an ageing population if there isn't greater economic output from each worker. He's released new Treasury figures which show if Australia improves its productivity, it would add around $500 billion to economic output a year by 2050. Support for the Prime Minister is slipping, though. According to the latest news poll, he's down 3 points as preferred Prime Minister. And that's your ABC News up to date.